newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. President Biden had a cancerous lesion removed from his chest. CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from the White House.
The president's physician describes the cancerous basal cell lesion on the president's chest as small. Dr. Kevin O'Connor says it was removed in full when the president went to Walter Reed on February 16th. It's not clear why the news was withheld from the public for more than 2 weeks. Dr. O'Connor says the site of the biopsy has healed nicely and no further treatment is required. First Lady Jill Biden had basal cell lesions removed at Walter Reed in January.
Distinguished guests, the President of the United States, accompanied by Colonel Paris Davis, U.S. Army, retired.
President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to Davis earlier today. The 83-year-old Vietnam veteran was one of the first black officers to lead a special forces team in combat.
Captain Davis' commander gave him a direct order, get on board. Davis' response was just as direct. Sir, he said, I'm just not going to leave. I still have an American out there.
Some snowbound residents in Southern California may be stuck for another week.
Even longtime residents say they've never seen this amount of snow, in some locations 7 feet or more. Simply put, no one was totally prepared to handle this. With little or no way to get in and out, law enforcement is helping. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus.
Deputies assisted with several convoys in the last couple of days with food and supplies to the local grocery stores up there.
But it could take another week for some of those stranded to be freed. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Alec Murdaugh was sentenced this morning for murdering his wife and son. Correspondent Michael George reports.
Alec Murdaugh addressed the court before his sentencing.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Paw Paw.
But the judge said